The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I'm kind of like willing to hate the Panthers. Like, the Panthers are so boring and insignificant, and they're in the news because they've been connected to Baker Mayfield, who did his own interview last week, said he felt disrespected by the Browns, and everybody heard all the quotes and stuff. And so again,
you don't have a comment on the upside down dog? I thought for sure you would have some.
I'm just like, whatever. The Baker thing is so insignificant to me. Like, that's the most interesting thing to happen from this, like, tell-all with Baker Mayfield, is that his dog is laying down. You know what I mean? Like, kind of speaks to the juice that Baker Mayfield doesn't really have right now as an NFL quarterback. But so he's been connected to the Carolina Panthers, who the Panthers are like the anti-Chris Ballard. Like, I will admit that Ballard at least is bringing in new bodies. The Panthers can't get anybody. Panthers cannot convince a soul to play quarterback for them. But they have been connected to Baker Mayfield over and over and over again. There was an Instagram post that speculated on this happening, and Robbie Anderson commented no with like several O's, bemoaning the idea of Baker Mayfield joining the Carolina Panthers. My take on this, Pete, and I mean no disrespect to Robbie Anderson, but just really the Panthers, like, do y'all really have the right to be kind of picky at this point? Like, you know, like, what gives you the right, Panthers? Like, who are you right now to turn away any would-be savior?
No, and I think what I find most interesting about this is initially, if I'm not mistaken, there was, quote, mutual disinterest between the Panthers and Mayfield. And I think the Panthers collectively have gone home and looked themselves in the mirror and said, why are we disinterested when our quarterback right now is Sam Darnold, who very clearly is not a starter in the NFL? Baker Mayfield, same thing.
That's Robbie Anderson's boy, though, by the way, Sam Darnold. So you bite your tongue.
Yeah, that's fine. Baker Mayfield, same thing in his camp, probably looking himself in the mirror and saying, I can't get anyone to spend anything on me because they know the Browns are in such a bad place when it comes to leverage. This is going to take a while because I think the Browns are just waiting until they feel like they get proper value for a former number one overall pick. And there's not a lot of suitors. Like, I think from the way Pete Carroll has talked, it seems like he'd be willing to try with Drew Lock, who...
Well, and they just signed Geno Smith, too, the Seahawks.
Or Geno, right. I forgot about that. Geno as well. I think it'll probably be like a battle. Probably one that Geno actually will get the first crack at. But they're similar quarterbacks, and they finally have a quarterback, you know, in Pete's mind that it can be run first.
Not this Pete, right.
This is a little bit of a Pete on Pete crime, but there's not going to be any of these cries to let Geno cook or let Drew cook. They're finally going to be able to run. So let's see if they can win with it and they won't be bothered anymore. Anyway, I think they're prepared to, again, go at it with Drew or Geno, likely Geno. And so that kind of ruins the leverage that the Browns had there. So it becomes a single team where it's like the Panthers almost have to make this move. But again, they're one of one in a sense, so they can wait and just say, look, we understand he's a former number one overall pick. We'll give you a fifth. How do you feel about that?
Well, so are the Panthers to Baker Mayfield what the Colts were to Carson Wentz? Is that like a legitimate comp? Because remember last year was like, well, it's the Colts. Like, no, nobody's interested. Nobody cares.
I think it's a little different because
Because Wentz had played well at one point, right? Like, is that it?
No, I think the opposite. Like, I think Wentz was clearly completely broken and a broken quarterback. And
he went for a first rounder. Like, and Baker can't get anything?
Very clearly they forced to play hurt, and he looked like he was playing hurt, and he looked bad. The last time he was healthy... And I think it was a little bit of a product of a system of having the best 1-2 running back tandem in the league with the play action and stuff. But they were playing to his strengths. He said the last time he was healthy, he went to the playoffs. I know hindsight is 2020, so you have to remember that. And we know that Wentz was a disaster and is now taking command elsewhere. At this stage, think Baker has slightly more upside than Wentz did. There was more hope for Wentz because you were pairing him with Frank Reich, which has had success before.
I guess that's the difference, is Baker doesn't have the like his Juliet. You know what I mean?
The Mayfield rule, there's nothing there. There's no energy there. But There's
big former Big 12 energy, baby. That's it. I mean,
isolated players, though. I like Mayfield, I think.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.